Hello, welcome to The Honest Wargamer. In this video, talking about Age of Sigmar 4th edition, we're going to be covering maybe one of the most controversial topics in Age of Sigmar. And that is, of course, Stormcast shouldn't be gold. No, this is the priority role. Games Workshop have put out their article very early into their review of what 4th edition Age of Sigmar is going to be, and they've confirmed that the priority role is stay, but with a spicy lemon twist. And in addition, we get to talk about now why the priority role has advantages and disadvantages. Before we get into this, I would like to say that this is going to be one of those videos where I'm going to read loads of the comments and reply. So if you are watching this on YouTube or listening to it as a podcast, leave comments where you can, because I think you're going to have some really healthy and good discussions. And don't instantly click off because you go, oh, the priority role is stupid. In fact, actually, if you do think the priority role is stupid, give me 10 minutes to explain to you why you're wrong and why you don't understand things well enough in games. And then let's have a conversation about it, because I agree with you that the priority role is only a stopgap to what is the best version of what Age of Sigmar can be. All right, let's have a look at what Games Workshop have said. Okay, what is the priority role? If you don't have any history of Age of Sigmar, and if you're just coming into Age of Sigmar, the priority role is probably the most inflammatory element of Age of Sigmar, with the exception of them blowing up the old world. And I did cover this in a previous video called What the Is AOS. Go check that out on YouTube. And I cover this in detail, as well as loads of other elements about all of the positives of Age of Sigmar. But quintessentially, the priority role is when both players have had a turn, you roll a dice, whoever wins the roll, and in the case of a draw, whoever didn't go second in the last turn, will get to choose who goes first in the next turn. It's not that you have to go, it's that you choose. And this is considered to be a really strong mechanic, definitely. And for some people, what comes up is the much, much hated double turn. The idea is, if I've got a shooting army, I shoot you one turn, and then I get the double turn. What happens is you're able to shoot me again and completely wipe me out. Same with fighting as well, right? Go twice. Now, immediately, before we get into all the other details, the problem with that thought process is that the problem is not that the fact that you can go twice, is that there's enough damage in a single turn that you can do an entire army's worth of damage and then you double it. Okay, so really what we're talking about is output is a problem, or even scoring. You get enough places to score again, maybe you got enough of a lead. That's really the problem, not actually the fact you can go twice. But there's more to talk about. I just want to jump on that before you go any deeper, because you will go deeper. And some people hate the priority role, and they're going to come to this conversation absolutely convinced that they're right. And you're not right, and I'm going to talk to you about why you're not right. Okay, and that's okay. And also, don't forget, wargaming is about feelings. That's important. Okay, so they talk in this article about what the priority role is, okay, here. And we'll talk about what they've done to change it in a moment. But let's talk about this graph, because we'll talk about what other games exist right now. So this is a graph I made for another video, or a graphic, sorry, I made for another video to explain what the priority role is and what it does for an on-tabletop game. On the left-hand side, you have 40K, and the old world, where you each take a turn, and that turn is predetermined from the beginning of the game. And in some cases, as 40K has had, they've had what they call a first turn problem, where the output is so massive, or the damage that you can do from your army is so high, that if you go first, you're able to kill enough stuff in your opponent's army, which is called an alpha strike, that your opponent is not able to then fight you back. This is, of course, terrible game design, but it's not the you-go-I-go situation that you see here that's to blame. The problem with that is that, again, they've put the output as too high. They have this in Heresy, and you also have this in 40K. If you don't have enough terrain on the board, someone goes first and destroys your opponent's army. A, you don't have enough terrain. B, Games Workshop have designed a game where the output is too high. That's a problem. You don't have this in the old world because you don't have enough output at the start of the game to do all of this damage. And the reason I know this is I've just literally run an old world event yesterday. So even if you go first, you don't necessarily have all of the damage to do an alpha strike. Also, the game isn't fast enough, as in your units aren't fast enough to threaten the enemy on the first turn. So going first there doesn't have a first turn problem. So 40K's had that, Heresy has that, and that's because the damage is too high, but it's not necessarily because of the turn order. The problem with the turn order is that, as you can see, it's formulaic. If you have something that moves six and your opponent only moves four, as an example, silly example, you can always maybe move away from your opponent and they can never get in contact with you to fight you. Just pick some random kind of elements, which means predetermined, unit A is never going to be able to engage with unit B at the start of the game. It's a problem because then you can just kite units. There's a load of problems in here which are just negative, right? And it's also very mappable. I've had some really great conversations with some very high-level 40K players in the past. I had a really good one with Adam Camilleri, who makes a 40K show, and also his Games Workshop's live streamer and covers their big tournaments when they have like a big 40K event. And one of the things he talks about 10th edition and 9th edition 40K is that he thinks the games are so plottable, and you'll hear this from people like the Art of War 40K guys as well as many other like high-level 40K players, in that the game is very plottable. The game, they know what they're going to score on turn five or in the game before they've even rolled a dice. For me personally, I don't like that. But you, as the listener, may love that. You might be like, I like a plottable game. I just want to just put my models down and know what I'm going to do for five turns. That's okay. It's fine. I personally don't like that. On the right-hand side, you have what Age of Sigmar looks like. That is what it looks like with a priority roll. And as you can see, it's very unplottable. It's very, very difficult. Definitely, you know, as you go from turn one into turn two and three, there's not that much variance, but it gets really gnarly as you get out towards turn five. There's quite a lot of advantages to this. Number one, and I think the thing that's most exciting, is that you can have repeat games. If you and your opponent or you and your friend only have the same army each, which is very plausible, you can have repeatable games where priority rolls are really going to change up, which I think is quite spicy. In addition to this, this means if you add into battle plans and all the different missions you can play, this variance becomes really, really high. However, this isn't my preferred version of the game. My preferred version is what we call alternating activations. Said that weird. Alternating activations. And that would be like chess. I move a unit or a pawn, let's say, and you move a little model as well, or piece. Sorry, that's what they called in chess. I move a piece, you move a piece. And you see that in things like Star Wars Shatterpoint or Star Wars Legion or Marvel Crisis Protocol or Bolt Action, where Bolt Action is kind of interesting, where they have like a randomness to it as well, which is fun. And one of the nice things about alternating activations in addition is that that creates an additional design space for the game creators to add, like, well, you know, this guy is a psychic, so actually he can look at the next card for activatings and stuff like that. You get to have a little bit more fun with the activation. And Games Workshop actually are messing with the activation here. In the you go, I go, there's zero design space. I go, you go. I go, you don't. There's no design space here. In Age of Sigmar, there's lots of design space around a priority roll, and they've already changed that over the course of years. And in alternating activations, there's even more. My preferred version is alternating activations, and has been pointed out in the chat, because I'm recording this while I'm live on Twitch, one of the things that has been brought up is the priority roll is actually a negative because it makes Games Workshop a bit of a coward and not move to alternating activations, which I would love to see for 40K and Age of Sigmar, because it's just a better game. The reason it's a better game, let's do pros really quickly. Number one, less downtime for me. I don't have to watch you take a 25-minute turn. Sure, that's actually a con for a double turn in the priority roll system. You could have two turns, so you might have a 25-minute turn and a 25-minute turn. That's 50 minutes of me not doing anything rather than rolling things. I agree, but the opportunity for someone to have a double turn is equal for both players. So it'll happen to you as much as you'll do it to someone else. But I still consider it to be a con, and I agree with that criticism of what the priority roll is. In alternating activations, it's lower. The game state is more dynamic in alternating activations. That is unarguable, because just more stuff can happen, and there is, as you can see, more potential and more space for something to happen. So those are the pros, which I think are... And I think interactivity is kind of the quintessential element of why a game is good. All right, so let's go back to the article and see what Games Workshop have done in Age of Sigmar 4th edition to try to make this more interesting. Okay. What they've decided to do is they've decided to make it so that if you win a priority roll and you've just taken the turn, so you've just gone second in a turn and you win the priority roll, you can decide to take, you know, a quote-unquote double turn, but if you do take a double turn, then you aren't going to be able to score a battle tactic in the next turn. So effectively, what can happen is you can apply more damage. You know, you can do more spells, do more shooting, charge more units. You can do more damage, but you give up victory points. And victory points in Age of Sigmar, fourth, although we don't actually know exactly how the scoring is, but it'll probably be very similar to third edition, where you'll stand on an objective and you'll also do some battle tactics. Those will be the two ways you score points. So losing out on the way of scoring points isn't good. The benefit is that you should be able to kill more of your opponent's stuff. Therefore, they're not going to be able to score battle tactics or hold objectives as well. This, I actually don't think is good in any way, shape, or form. The reason I don't think it's good is because it creates a bit of a choice. Oh, do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? However, I don't think the priority role was already a problem. What I think this is this is trying to kind of like make two different groups happy. The already incredibly well-established Age of Sigmar community. Please don't forget, this is something I think I should point out again and again. Age of Sigmar 3rd edition was the most successful edition so far. Age of Sigmar started out as a tiny game with almost no one. And the reason I know this is played it day one, went to events day one. It started out as a really small community. It 2nd edition, it grew. 3rd edition, it massively grew. And over the course of that 10-year period, the priority role was an element of the game wholesale. It never was not part of the game in any place in the world. So in events and events around the world and gaming clubs and everything else, Age of Sigmar has been consistently a growing game with the priority role in it. It has not been something that has stymied or stopped its growth. That's important. Could it have grown bigger if it didn't have the priority role? There's no question. There's no data to suggest that. There's also no data to suggest that it wouldn't have got less popular if it didn't have the priority role. That's something really worth talking about. And they talk about that in this article. They said they've spoken to, this is one of the developers, it says it down here, I often ask competitive players, playtesters and influencers the same questions. What would they add to the game? What they change about it and what they'd remove from it? By far, the number one answer to the last question is this, not the double turn. Our players are fiercely loyal to this concept to the point it's become a rallying cry. Of course, why would you remove what is a core mechanic? It would be like saying, oh, what would you like from 40K and removing Space Marines? Doesn't make any sense why you would ever do it. Like, and so it's a key part of, key part of the game. But not only is it a key part of the game, it's a key part of the game when the game grew massively. And that's something you can't really escape. The reason I don't like the change where you can't score battle tactics, two reasons is number one, they haven't clarified whether or not if I choose to give someone a double turn, let's say they've taken the turn to go second in the last turn, I win the priority role and then I give them the turn. Well, can they now not score battle tactics just because I've done that? Which is also, by the way, pretty much what people do. Age of Sigmar is a game where you start playing, someone double turns you, you lose, and you have bad feelings. Eventually, you play enough, you understand that they can have a double turn, and you set up a screen. I've also got videos you can go back and watch about screening and zoning. And when you go watch that, you'll understand this a bit more. And you understand that, okay, I've set my army up now so that even if they get the double turn, I'm okay, right? And then what's great about that is you're able to understand the game better. You have a deeper insight into the game. It's really, really beneficial. And at that point, most people will say, and I'm sure there'll be loads of comments, where people will say, when I finally got it, the game clicked for me and I had a good turn. Had a good game, which I think is, should you have to go through the process of learning what one of the mechanics is to have a good game? I think you should learn mechanics to have good games anyway, but different conversation for another day. Warhammer's hard. Learning Warhammer's hard, playing Warhammer's hard. Games Workshop pretends it's not, but it really, really is. So number one, I don't like it because they haven't answered the question as whether or not I can make it someone else can't score a turn. Sorry, score a battle tactic, and I don't like that. I would like them to answer that question very quickly, because at the minute it sounds like maybe that's an option, but I think it won't be an option. And the second reason I don't like it, because it's kind of a soft way of really limiting what the double turn is. As an example, going back to our like little graph, if less people take double turns, if the turns become less dynamic, it moves more to the left-hand side of this graphic, which I don't like at all. I want it to move more to the right-hand side of the graphic, which, as I stated previously, would be alternating activations. What I think Games Workshop should be looking at when looking at Age of Sigmar 4 is to reduce the lethality of units. I think the lethality is too high. And the reason that I think this is true is because we go and talk about 40K and we go and talk about, you know, heresy. The lethality being really high means defenses have to be really high, and you just keep adding numbers up, which is a mistake. If the lethality was lower, double turns become less important, and it becomes about like the on tabletop movement, engagement, special abilities, stuff like that, which is more engaging and I think more fun. I'd like to finish this video by saying this is just my opinions of someone who has professionally covered this and many other games for several years, but that doesn't mean I'm right, because everyone is different. Someone is going to look at this graph and the right-hand side of this graph is going to give them anxiety, and the left-hand side of this graph is going to be peace and calm, and they want the peace and calm. I like the right-hand side because I do not like plottable games. I think a plottable game is boring. Why would I turn up and I already know what the conclusion of a very long 2-3 hour process is? Feels like I'm just going through the numbers, but people just love that. Some people love that experience, just not my personal experience. Some, I prefer this, and I prefer if it actually went even deeper. So let me know what you think in the comments below. The chat, I've got loads of opinions. I can see them now, and we're going to be talking about that in the future. But I would love to know what your thoughts are. This is always a complex subject because it's really based on what you want as a gamer, and everyone is different. But it's important to note that for Age of Sigmar specifically, the priority role should never go or should become more integral to the game, not less, which is what I think this change does, because it's been a key element of the game during its growth. It's like a, you know, it's a USP, but also it's a core element of why you play Age of Sigmar, if you do play, and therefore should remain, because the players that have supported it and grown it to this point, you know, all of the new miniatures that you've seen and all those other things exist because of all of the current player base who've bought them and wanted to get involved in the game. Anyway, let me know what you think. Thanks for listening. Thank you to everyone on the Honest Wargamer Patreon who supports me so that we have a really active Discord. And as we're leading up to 4th edition, we're going to be having good chats. We've got faction chats, loads of that stuff. You should definitely join the Patreon, get into the chat and get in there, because there's going to be some great chats over the next like few months as we do this. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys soon.